USA Radio News.
Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running to become the next governor of Texas, crashed a press conference on Wednesday and slammed his opponent, Republican Governor Greg Abbott. O'Rourke said the governor is, quote, doing nothing. Uvalde's Mayor Don McLaughlin told O'Rourke he was out of line and asked him to leave. Abbott said the shooter killed 19 children and two teachers before being fatally shot. In addition, he shot his grandmother and posted three disturbing messages on Facebook before carrying out the attack. Some relief is on the horizon for parents scrambling to find formula to feed their babies. Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan said it will restart production on June 4th. Contamination concerns closed the plant earlier this year. The company has denied that its formula is linked to any illnesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The lack of security at the U.S. southern border continues to be a major problem.
At a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray is questioned by Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins about border security or lack thereof leading to an influx of illegal drug trafficking, addiction, and violence in the United States.
Transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director A says the FBI is playing a big role in addressing drug trafficking at the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alaska Airlines pilots have voted overwhelmingly to authorize a future strike if current contract negotiations with management and federal mediation efforts fail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Several Biden administration officials are spending time in the Middle East. Reporter Lance Pry tells us why.
Two of President Biden's senior advisors are on a secret trip to Saudi Arabia for talks about a possible arrangement between Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Egypt, a deal to increase oil production. White House Middle East coordinator Brett McGurk and State Department's energy envoy Amos Hochstein arrived in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. If positive results come about, a trip by President Biden to the region will be put together by the end of June.
Boeing's astronaut taxi has returned to Earth from the International Space Station. It completed a repeat test flight with a mannequin on board. The Starliner capsule parachuted into the New Mexico desert just 4 hours after leaving the orbiting lab on Wednesday. Aside from a few snags, Starliner appears to have clinched its high-stakes shakedown cruise 2.5 years after its botched first attempt. That means NASA test pilots will fly next. NASA wants two competing U.S. companies ferrying astronauts to and from the space station. SpaceX is already the established leader. Guiding Light fans are mourning the loss of actress Lee Lawson, who died on May 22nd at the age of 80. The actress is known for playing Bea Reardon on the CBS soap from 1981 to 1990. Lawson appeared in more than 50 episodes of the series, which aired its finale in September of 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.